It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here. TK Show from the home studio. I don't know, I'm kind of scared with my next guest. This guy is big time. He's very intimidating. I'm not sure I've ever talked to him before on a podcast. Got to make sure all my vowels and consonants are lined up correctly or else he'll snap at me. It's the one, the only, the Athletic's Marcus Thompson. Marcus, how you doing today?
It sounds like that's how I would feel if you were coming on my show.
That's right. I've come on you. I've come on your show before. I've come on.
I don't have a show, but if, well, you, if I had a show.
You and DA. I want to take everyone back at this moment in time to 2014-15. I'm not quite sure when it was, but at some point of that Warriors season, I think you and I turned to each other during the game and said, like, there's a moment here. There's an era starting here. We better take advantage of it. And that's, I think, when Warriors Plus Minus started. I think you and I both just said, we're going to write this team as much as we can, as hard as we can, as analytically and as powerfully as we can. MT.
Wasn't it Warriors New Orleans?
I don't even know what – I can't exactly remember when it was, because I know I had a couple conversations with Bud Geraci, a couple conversations with you, one with the great Lisa Goodwin who was working for the Warriors. That's when I just said this team's probably going to win a championship and maybe not just one. So I'm not sure it was a constant conversation. But MT, do you feel like this is a similar moment after the Warriors get bounced out of plan in the opposite direction? Forget about what the Warriors did. We'll get to that later. What do you and I do now? What are you thinking about the way you've covered this team, and does it change at all?
Nah, I mean, the way we did it worked, and I don't think the interest is leaving.
Yep.
And I think that was the big deal, especially because we came from – a time where the Warriors wasn't the dominant interest, right? So what the championships for me did was put the Warriors on the front page. I used to have to fight, TK. Used to fight to get the Warriors on the front page of the Contra Costa Times. Like, something major had to happen. Now, I just think they've become one of the glamour franchises. So I don't think it's going to change. And also, knowing who Joe Lacob is, I don't think they're just going to stay either, right? Yeah. Like, something's gonna happen. Like, it's not quite 49ers level, but that's the trajectory, right? We watched the 49ers, like, dominate the 80s and have, like, even through bad ruts, they're still the 49ers.
Yep. Yep.
And the NFL's, you know, obviously king, but I just don't think, like, I'm trying to think of another team that had, like, its glamour time and then just disappeared. Like, that's Bulls. One championship.
Yeah, Bulls.
But Bulls are still like a draw,
they're still big,
right?
Yeah, they're still big.
Big deal. It just feels like they're now cemented as one of the glamour franchises. And it would take a lot to destroy that. So I feel like it stays the same. But I am thinking about, like, how will it be different? How will we be different? What would the access was different too. Like, it was such a different time. Yeah. So I wonder how it's going to look. I think you and I and the people who've been covering this, we need to start thinking documentary. We need to start thinking, how do we etch this thing now and repackage it as a whole instead of these little parts along the way, because it's an incredible story.
The whole tale. Yeah.
It's been pretty massive. So might be time for you to write your next book after decades?
Yeah, too many decades. First of all, by the way, I put it out, if you're watching on the video, the scroll on the bottom is incorrect. It's my fault.
I was trying to be Matt Barros. I want to be him for one day.
This is Matt Barros. Final opportunity. It's a great logo, 49ers logo. That's me screwing up. It's nobody's fault but me. I have not figured out how to change that. So if you can get over that distraction, Marcus already has powered through that distraction. That's my bad. I'll point out, back in 14, 15, there was interest in the Warriors. I just think the editors didn't understand that. That's what I keep telling. Like, I came in as the number four columnist, number five, 17 columnists behind Bayless, Purdy, all the rest. And it's like, I'm worried about the Warriors. So, I think that's it. Like, they had no interest, really. They're this cutesy little pot, Thunder. And yet everything I wrote about them, because I wrote about them in a real way, I think, did well. And they were surprised by that. There was stuff there. And that's when I said, there's this writer, Marcus Thompson, Bud Geraci, that you might want to pay attention to. And, this stuff was real. Then, obviously, the championships just validated, expanded it, took it off in some explosive ways. So yeah, I agree with you. That interest is still going to be there, the way we look at it. By the way, do you know of anybody who's been doing documentary stuff? I asked Steph about it, and he didn't know anybody doing anything documentary-wise the last year or so.
The difficulty is they're not going to get cooperation from any of the players because the players want to do it themselves.
Yep.
So I think the people who have tried have Draymond's I want to do my own thing. Steph's got a literal media company, Can you imagine what Andre says? Hey, Andre, I want you to sit down for a minute. So I think that's going to be the problem, but it's going to take somebody who has the cachet to get them all, into one thing, or you're going to have to do it without their essentially, with their involvement or massive involvement anyway. So I think that's the difficult part. It's a different landscape. Remember, there was a time not that long ago where if you came, you were doing a documentary, they would be happy to sign up. They'd be like, yeah, man, we work for a documentary. You should do it. Yeah. But the landscape is so different. They all do their own thing. Now it's going to be tough. It would have to be Spike Lee doing it for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had to be somebody big to get them to.
And they'd be producers on it, right? Michael Hatton Jordan was one of the producers of Last Dance, just to solidify all that. I just wondered if anybody would be shooting extra stuff. And again, I haven't noticed any cameras. And I asked Steph, there's been nothing.
What was the last? It was 2022, right? When he was doing Underrated?
Yeah, so, I guess so. Yeah, those cameras. I don't even remember too many cameras around for that. Maybe some extra time that he was kind of partioned off to. There's going to be coverage. There's going to be people caring about it as long as Steph is around. Okay, you're the Warriors. How do you address this? You say we know what Lacob's going to do. Say you're Mike Dunleavy Jr. He's the guy on the spot. What's his attitude going to be like? What do you think his mindset is? I got the feeling from what he said the other day, was it yesterday? I mean, it's all blurring, that he kind of expected them to go out early. He said it, right? I don't think any of us expected to go out differently. This wasn't going to end with a victory. Then maybe he was a little understanding. He was realistic about where they were. So maybe he's more apt to make some major moves. I think he's done some major moves already. Where's Mike Dunleavy's head?
Yeah, it sounds like he's already been convinced. And he said, there's enough, we've seen enough this team to know. And I don't think the enough moment came in game 83. He had long since.
I think that New Orleans game was not.
The New Orleans game might have been enough. But I think he's looking to shake it up. Now, the difficulty, and I think this is what you wrote about, is they're going to shake it up, I think, while keeping the big three. I think if you go find either a big that's better than Trace or a wing that could get a bucket, now you got two places. You essentially got two starter. I mean, really, they got three starting lineup spots open. Like, Steph and Draymond are in, but Trace Jackson Davis, Wiggins, Clay can all be replaced. And the question is, what's available? What do you get? Like, I mean, Steve Kerr brought up, like, which was crazy, while you're trying to say, we love you, Clay, stay. Yeah, man, that bench role was great for him. Yep. He's got to consider it, right? Yep. So I think they're just already prepared for Clay. You got to come off the bench. And that's one spot right there. So I do feel like Mike Dunleavy's going to look for something. I didn't want to ask him blatantly, but I was trying to get around it. But, like, if you got to do something, like, if, like, all right, you can do this move, and ideally you want to keep them, but you could get really better by trading a Draymond or a Clay, could Mike Dunleavy do it? And I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough to trade Wiggins. I think they like Wiggins. I think it's going to be tough.
It was to be tough for them?
Yeah, mentally. Wow. Yeah, like not. That's what I don't think it'll be tough for Dunleavy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. Like Looney, it's going to be tough to say goodbye to Looney. Yep. Like, but I think Mike Dunleavy can say goodbye to Looney. I think he could say, yeah, you're out. I mean, we've seen him do it with Jordan Poole, right? Yeah. So I think he's going to look to do something that changes the trajectory of the team. But I think he's going to do it while keeping the big three, because you have, at minimum, two. I mean, look, what was he talking about? Steve Kerr somewhere yesterday. Kuminga starting at the three. He basically acted like Wiggins wasn't there, right?
Yeah, he didn't mention him as part of the foundation. He's like, yeah, man, for sure.
If Kuminga could play three, mm-hmm. if he can handle, well,
some
he
of that thought, can Wiggins play two? That's what I was thinking. I mean,
either if that's the case, then that bumps Clay out. Like, somebody's no getting
Clay's
bumped.
Right? Clay's bumped out.
So you got at least a spot open, a starting spot open on the Warriors to say, come be a difference maker. I think he's looking for that. I don't think it's going to be an 8-9 guy. And we know it can't be Chris Paul, because even though they talked about how much they loved him, or it can't be an undersized guard, they talk about how much they loved him, they talk about how defensively they got to get better. And size, not exactly, what Dunleavy say, not just center, or not like center, but like, we need size. Direct referendum on Steph and CP together as a defensive unit. So I do feel like it's going to be something significant. I don't know that it'll be massive, but I don't know. I'm just going to throw a name out there. Can I throw a name out there?
That's the next question. Throw it.
At some point, they can't. At this point, they're not good enough to turn their nose up at players based on they don't play the Warriors way or they make too much money. Like, they're not that good. They're not good enough to do that anymore. So if you start saying, all right, I'm going to have to overpay a little bit, or this might not be the type of player we like, but we can work with it, now some more players are on the table. And to me, Zach LaVine makes so much sense.
That's your guy.
He makes so much sense. Now he makes $138 million over the next 3 years.
That's a large number.
That's a big number.
That wouldn't just be Wiggins. That'd be Wiggins and Moody, and like, you are stacking up contracts to get to that number.
I don't know. It's like 45, 46. Yeah.
Well, you got to get to that number. I mean, Wiggins is like 28, so you got to get to another
CP's 30. That's 30.
Oh, you're putting CP, but then they have to take CP's contract. They can't if they take the trade, they cannot non-guarantee it. Then it becomes guaranteed.
Yeah,
so you're saying the Bulls take 30?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you can work
it another way. They're just doing it to get rid of the money.
You can send them to San Antonio or whatever. But if you somehow shave CP's 30, and if Clay takes 20 less, that's 50 right there. Now, that doesn't help you for the next year, right? Like, but the bottom line is, like, if you're keeping those three and you want to upgrade, you got to pay somebody. Like, even Dunleavy said, like, it's tough to find those bargain deals where guys jump you if you can do it. But mostly they need a dude who can go get you 30, and they don't need a back screen to do it. They don't need five passes to do it. They need a dude go get you 30. They need to get younger. They need to get athletic, right? So, like, a guy like that. I actually like DeMar DeRozan in that spot. I do think, you know, he's probably too old for their liking, but if you could get DeMar DeRozan and you can't get somebody better than that, then take DeMar DeRozan, right? Like, he is a good player. He's still really good. So I feel like that spot, that 2-3 spot is going to be upgraded. And that's what they, I think Mike Dunleavy is going to do. He's going to find somebody at Clay spot or Wiggins spot, upgrade them. And the other option is to upgrade the center spot. Put somebody next to Draymond. They were talking like it's Trace. But when, I think it was you. Did you ask Steve? Is Trace your guy or who, somebody
no,
asked
that was him? Slater. Like, I think Slater.
And he's
asked
like,
him, yeah.
"Well, I'm not going that far. I'm not yeah. giving him a sergeant."
Did you see him in Sacramento? Did you see him?
Yeah, I'm not going that far. Yeah. Like, but you know, like a guy you throw out there is Jared Allen, right? Like, you get a rim protector. You get like those are the two places I think Dunleavy goes. But I think he's looking. I don't think he walked away from this team. Like, man, we're ready. He walked away and was been there. Like, this team ain't good enough.
I think
he's not alone, by the way.
Yeah, he's not alone. I think that he might be on the most pessimistic side of in there, but it could be we just say realistic. Like, he's realistic about what they can do. I understand what you're saying about LaVine. Not my kind of player. Not a Steve Kerr kind of player. Not the Warriors kind of player. He could be the guy who go get you 35 in a big game, take some heat off of Steph. In a way that Clay just can't do it anymore. I get all that, but also he's coming off a pretty major injury here. Has injury history, huge money, doesn't play defense. Like, those are some interesting things to say about a $40 million player.
But he's 29. That's the big difference.
Yeah, and he would be interesting. He would definitely add in.
He would add athleticism.
Supercharged Jordan Poole. Bigger, supercharged Jordan Poole. And there's something to be said about it. He would be more valuable to them than Chris Paul would be. That I agree with. Chris Paul, as I think I've said, is like really good player still, helped them. But man, when they threw him out on the court with their guys, he was so duplicative of their weaknesses. He exaggerated their weaknesses. Slow, old.
I mean, you called it. When they have Chris Paul and Steph on the court and neither are bringing the ball up.
That's like, which is every possession of the Kings game once when Steph got stripped. And he got stripped by De'Aaron Fox, right? He got stripped by Keegan Murray. Chris.
Steph got stripped by Keon Ellis, right?
Okay, I thought it was Keegan Murray, but again, it might have been Keon Ellis. It's just not great. They need someone. I think they need someone to bring the ball up, which is scary. And Curry even mentioned it. They were getting pressured, and it really bothered them. And towards the end of the season, neither Steph nor CP looked really comfortable bringing the ball up. That's a pretty fundamental thing. You mentioned my guy. My guy is Jared Allen. I don't know that.
I don't think he helps bringing the ball up.
He does not. So they need a lot of different things. Well, here's when you're talking about DeRozan and talking about LaVine. I say they could use DeRozan, LaVine, Caruso. They could use all three of those guys. I don't know that they can get all three of those guys, but man, like those fit them in three very unique, interesting ways. Kind of what made the Bulls a decent team this year is like they've got all this extra talent. They stink in a lot of ways, but those three guys, hell, they get Jorg Vucevic, like all those Bulls players. They could just do a half roster flop with the Bulls.
It would fit the Warriors. If you think LaVine doesn't play defense, whew, wait till you see Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's problems there. Well, Caruso does play defense, but they probably can't get him. Jarrett Allen. Just as
by the way, what do you think Zach LaVine shoots from three career?
38.2%. Ooh, nice. Yeah, he's a volume guy. He can give you an 0-for-6. He can give you a 5-for-9. Like he's just one of those guys. Explosive player. If he's healthy, but that's a big number. They do that.
I was thinking TK. He's got a big number. Yeah. You got a big number. Not gonna look. I'm like, $46 million.
Yeah, and he's been bad like ever since he signed that contract. Like it hasn't been like he was good for a year of that contract. He was bad, and then that contract keeps going and going and going. I mean, people have thrown it out. It's not a bad name. Paul George. We both know how they've loved Paul George over the years. Somehow, still hasn't.
He's just starting three. Yeah,
Like he's got a player option, so I don't know what he's going to do. Likely will become a free agent. Now that has to be all these have to be signed and traded, though. MT, like they can't just sign him. There's no way they're getting under enough to sign him. Do they have enough to entice a team to say, okay, we could do a sign and trade with you? We lose Paul George, but we get back what? Kuminga and what?
I do think I think the rookies helped in that situation. I think people will look around the league and be like, man, we take that Brandon Pajimski guy. Yeah,
I know a few teams would.
Yeah. We take that guy. I do think that would help. I'm curious, too, about the trade value of Looney. like, when do they have to do that thing? Because that's an automatic $5 million savings if you're another
team.
Yeah,
that's usually right before the league year starts.
Right before, yeah. So, like, yeah, I think Kuminga, I don't know, man. I still feel like Wiggins have some value, but that could be wishful thinking. I mean, he was playing really well. He's really good on defense, but he just – that just wasn't a bad – it was a bad last impression. But before that, he had been playing really well. He had been a difference maker defensively, like very clearly their best on-ball defender, like very clearly. And when he's rolling offensively, it was a game changer for them. So – I mean, what's he got three for what left?
Three for 86, 88, something like that.
So yeah. it's a nice number. Like, it's a sizable number. Not quite Zach LaVine, but still. So yeah, I think it's gonna be tough. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you do have to throw in something, like, I don't know, I think he'd do it. But to me, I feel like there's some players out there who are disgruntled or the other team don't want them. That's the way they go. It's the Andrew Wiggins route.
Yep.
We're tired of this dude. Like, we don't think he's that good. And hopefully, like, just rub some Steph Curry juice on him and he finds another level. Like, that's what they have to get. There won't be this perfect player sitting out there. It worked with Otto Porter and Bielitsa. It didn't work with Dario Saric, right? Like, it didn't work with Jamichael Green. Like, but that's what it is. And that's how it's going to be. When you have these three dudes making $100 million of the salary cap, right? So it might be a risk, right? You might, but we've seen them take that swing and then not land. It's just tougher to not land at $48 million.
Yeah. Or Kelly Oubre when the luxury tax made it $80 million.
Kelly Oubre is another one. I do think they can shave enough talent, enough money off the books with CP and Clay's discount and maybe even and Looney, right? Saving $5 million there on Looney. You start adding all that stuff up. If you can swap Wiggins for somebody, like, you can get quite a bit of money off the books.
You can get under the tax. Now, are you getting better?
Yeah. But you can, like, you're better able to take a risk. You know, if it's not like adding on top of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's where the Clay number is really
absolutely important. Yeah, Clay number is massive. So,
all right, Clay Thompson gets, let's say, the Magic and or the Mavericks and or someone else is offering him 30. I think that's kind of the number that's out there. Warriors are offering him, what, 24? Or Warriors offer him 20? And then what does Clay do?
Clay stays with the Warriors.
Okay. That seems to be the feeling on the Warriors.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I just don't think he's going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I mean, everything that's happened in the past week is telling me. I mean, think, where else could he go? Go 0-10 in an elimination game.
That's a great.
And get to not talk. And everybody waits for him to talk. Mm-hmm. Like, the only place that's happened is a place they don't care anyway.
Yep.
Right. Like, so it's like, yeah, I don't know where, if he goes somewhere and he's the big money free agent and he's doing the press conference and it's like, we got Clay Thompson, we got a champion. And by the way, Clay Thompson is 3-29 in his last two elimination games.
Yep.
Like he's 2-18 from three in his last two elimination games. You have an elimination game like that on another team. Like, this is made, like, it is literally built for Clay. Having Steph, having Draymond, right? Having Steve, everybody understands, everybody loves him. He's got the built-in kind of favor from watching him grow up. Like, everybody has already embraced his personality and who he is. Like, he's got water, he's got a boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, like all this type of stuff. Like, I just don't see him walking away. And you know this as well as anybody. In the end, what you got to do? You got to go to Steph Curry and be like, yo, I'm out. I don't think it's as easy as people think. You got to go.
I was surprised Myers did it as easily as he did.
That's how you knew Myers was done. Yeah. That's how you knew Myers was done. If he could go tell Steph, Steph, I'm out. I'm out. I'm leaving you. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's when you're like, oh, he's done. That's why I remember Steph. I mean, I was getting rumblings that Steph was going to be hot if Bob Myers, they walked away. But Bob Myers talked to him. and was like, hey, I'm out. And Steph was like, oh, man, I get it. That's harder to do. Can you imagine Draymond doing that? Yo, I'm out.
No. I'm out. And also, I'm gonna throw this. I think Steph wants Clay because he just doesn't want to be just him and Draymond. You know, he loves Draymond, but he likes that there's Clay there too. Like, kind of the counter, like, hey, Clay and I are thinking.
One of the moves is giving Steph space.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And also, I don't know if Clay's thinking like this, but what if he has like the first month he had this year in Orlando?
Yes.
Signing for 3 years, 95, and he puts that first month. They're going to be freaking unbelievable. Like, what is this? And they will not have game six versus Oklahoma City in their minds. They will not have, you know, coming back from two injuries for us and winning the 22 championship. Like, they don't have that.
Nah.
Doesn't mean Clay has to go by that, right? He might be so like, hey, you're lowballing me and I'm going to go do something and help put your, you know, four flags up there. I'm going to go somewhere else. I agree with you. If they are close to the market value or then go up a little bit, say start at 20 and then, okay, now we'll go to 22. He probably comes back. And Steve, you know, right, Steph will be a huge part of that.
You know what made me pause a bit on this, where I was like, well, man, hold on. Clay might be fed up. Do you remember when somebody asked him, when the Warriors paid you during
because Draymond injury? Brought that. Yeah, Draymond.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they paid you during injury. He wasn't like, oh, yeah, man, that was great. Like, he was like, could you imagine if they didn't? Yeah. I was like, hey, yo, Clay might really be pissed here. Like,
I think he is a little.
I'm not about to give them credit for doing what they were supposed to do, right? Like, that was – I don't think he looked at that as some kind of charity at all. Like, I think he looks at that like – that was revelatory to me. Like, Clay's not like, hey, we did you a solid. Clay's like, what were you going to do? Were you really about to leave me while I'm injured? But to me, it wasn't the first year. I don't think the first year is the big give by the word. It's the second year he missed. That's the year where he should be like, yeah, y'all have my back, because he got hurt because of himself.
Yep.
Like that was him. That wasn't Danny Green or no in the finals. That was him not listening to Rick Celebrini, and it cost him a year. But it was just wild to hear him say that. Like, what? Can you imagine if they didn't? I was like, yo, Clay.
Yep. And it wasn't like they gave him $20 million a year. They gave him $36 million a year. It's going to be interesting. This is going to be an interesting dance. With Bob Myers, you and I would just say, you know, Bob will soothe it out. Bob will figure it out. Dunleavy, you know, it's not. You know, Bob is the ultimate of this. We'll see where Dunleavy is.
Here's the thing, TK. Do you think like Clay's that way behind the scenes, or some of that is it media? Is it having to answer for it that makes him a little bit ornery about it? Like, I could see him not, maybe when it's Steve and it's Mike Dunleavy, that sentiment isn't there, but he's warring against us.
Yeah, maybe when it's Joe, though. Maybe when it's Joe.
That's a great point.
I think all these things are real. I think he is a little flinty about Warrior, the way he probably didn't love Draymond bringing that up, right? He's probably going, I didn't get suspended. I mean, I was out there, got hurt. I didn't grab Rudy Gobert by the neck. I think there might be some of this, but that's also the byplay of brothers, byplay of guys who've been through the highs.
1,000%, absolutely.
And so it's just that give and take. And then you go somewhere else and you don't, but Paolo Banchero says it. Like, what does that mean? I don't know. The Jamal Mosley does something, it's going to be a completely new thing.
Also, and they won't understand Clay either. It's not Clay. No. Like, what does that mean, Clay? You know, because he's going to say something, and it's going to be like, what does that mean, Clay?
Also, by the way, a little minor moment, flinty moment, when someone asks him, like, yeah, you know, Steve Kerr's been your only coach, and he's immediately Clay's like,
oh, yes, that was another one. I'll play for Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, hey, I'm not a little guy who's never had another coach. He's correct. I thought the same thing. I did the same, like, whoa, Mark Jackson. But Clay is not the sentimental moment right now. He's not.
No.
He's not in the heartstrings violins playing.
No.
And we'll have to see how that plays out. It's possible the Magic aren't going to offer him $30 million, right? It's possible that isn't there and it's going to be some crappy team. And I don't think he signed up with a crappy team, nor would I think he should. because that then you're just lost. You know, then you're just nobody cares. And I'll look in a couple Sports Center highlights, and we're like looking up box scores to see what Clay did. Go to a good team. That's great. Maybe he'd have a way better shot at a championship or come back to the Warriors. I agree with you. I think it's likeliest he comes back, but they're going to have to go through this process. And also, like, think about, like, if they re-sign him, they might stink. Like, I mean, it's possible they get this great goal of bringing back Klay Thompson, and they're not any better. I don't know. We'll see. Where do you think Steph's mindset is then, Marcus? You know him better than anybody. He's any better than anybody in the media. I know he's got the Olympics. He's going to be with Steve for that. He certainly
he's
said all
be
the
with fellow All-Stars.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It's going to be.
By the way, he's the only one who's eliminated on the team. The only player who's on the team who's eliminated.
Oh, wow. That's a great point.
That's pretty amazing. He and the head coach are eliminated. So
that's probably also the only reason why he's playing.
I was going to say, man.
Can you imagine if he made a June run?
And got the little tweak of the ankle. That's what I was kind of waiting for to see if that happened. By the way, Kawhi, Giannis, I mean, sorry, MB, they all could get tweaks. Like, all these guys are potentially. Yeah. Halliburton's already got a hammy. Steph Curry's mindset. Where is Steph? Is he, like, balanced? Everything's, I get it. This is the way, or is he possibly a tick up on the crisis meter? What's Steph's
headspace? I think he's a tick up. And I think he saw it coming. I think he saw a while ago that this team was going to have like some fatal flaws that was going to like doom it. But you know, Steph, man, like he's already talking with Dunleavy. To me, with Steph, as long as you have an explanation for him and you can answer his questions, like he's like, all right, let's work. I do think he's going to want a significant upgrade. I think he and Draymond is going to want that. I just don't think they're going to be like, we're going out there with Wiggins and Kuminga and we're going to take down the West, because they want to take down the West. They don't want to just be better. So I think after 2 years, right? Remember last year it was like, all right, you made it to the West semis. You know, a couple breaks here from making it. A Lonnie Walker fourth quarter from pushing it to game seven. Like, all right. I don't think he views this as acceptable. Like, I just don't think so. Which is going to be interesting because, like, they've got this money thing, but you're going to have Steph and Draymond saying, no, we need to go get somebody. Watch. They're going to be – remember how I was like, go get DeRozan. Let's try to get Damian Lillard. Let's try to – remember, it's going to be that again. Yep. It's going to be that again for sure.
Bradley Beal, right? They're wanting Bradley Beal.
Yeah, remember Bradley Beal. Yeah, that's who it was. Bradley Beal, Damian Lillard. And now Steph's going to be with the best players in the world in Paris. like think about, like, you know, like, this is what he's going to be playing with. So I think this is going to be a big year. Like, there needs to, like, I think he's going to want to see we can, like, win a championship. Like, he could get five with the Warriors. I think that's what he's going to want to see that. He's going to want to see that. He's going to want to see the path for it. And I think he's going to be an advocate for it. He was a little bit more peaceful after the game than I thought. He was a little bit more like, you go into the locker room.
You were like chatting with him about TV shows or something, right?
Yeah. We were like, he was just in a different, he wasn't in a, it's, I think he knew like there was a ceiling. Like he's been let down all year. I think he knows he needs to be better. And in order for him to be better, he's got to have better around him. So, yeah, he was surprised. Like, Draymond was pissed. Draymond was upset.
Yeah.
Like, Draymond wasn't trying to chat. He was out of there. He was first one dressed, ready to go. He was out. Like, he was upset. Yep. Clay didn't talk. Like, but Steph was, you know, chatty. Like, I think him and Dunleavy have already discussed this. I think they've already seen the ceiling for the team and had come to grips with it. To me, it was make a move at the deadline or not. And they didn't. And it was like, all right, let's see what we got. And I think at some point they knew what they had. They knew there was going to be a cap. And I think they wanted to get to the playoffs to see what it do. But, yeah, I don't think this is acceptable. They've never made the playoffs – not made the playoffs healthy. But somebody said, who is it? They missed the playoffs three of the last 5 years.
And you hear something. Yep.
Three of the last five. Wow.
Yep. I'm losing you a little bit here on the Wi-Fi. Hopefully everybody can hear that. So let's give you one more. We have this cresting women's basketball movement, which is beautiful to see. It's great basketball to watch. Star power, buckets, athleticism, interest, TV ratings, right? As the Warriors are set up to start their women's franchise, WNBA franchise, next year. What's the focus there? What do they need to do? And do you think it's going to be a big deal in the Bay Area?
It would have been if Joe would have done what I said he should have do and broke the rules and got Caitlin Clark. How is Caitlin Clark in the draft, Joe? How is that? How is she in the draft? How is Joe Lacob not paying her $10 million to wait another year? Joe, what are you doing?
He probably thought about it.
Like, listen, just stay one more year in Iowa. Come out. I got you. I do think, I mean, clearly this thing is becoming a thing, right? Like, women's basketball is becoming, it's becoming something. So I do think it'd be a big deal. You'll have the Warriors kind of glow on it. You'll have Steph Curry sitting courtside, right? You'll have all of that. It'll be something. I'm very curious to see if Joe can take something that has been a non-money maker and make it make money. Mm-hmm. I think this might be his biggest challenge, to be honest. So I'm curious. It's going to come down to the same thing. It's going to, like, do you have stars or do you not have stars? And in WNBA, there are fewer stars than normal. Like, there, it's not like you got a league of 20 of them, right? Like, I mean, they're good players, but we talk about star. He needs to go and get a Sabrina Ionescu. You know, he needs to get a Paige Becker. He needs to get a Mover. Something like that.
Juju.
But, Juju. You got to wait a little while for Juju. Yep. Maybe Juju challenges the rules and comes out early.
Yeah, why wouldn't she? You know,
but, she got legal, at least, two more years after this. Yeah, I don't know.
We're getting screwed up here on the Wi-Fi.
I do think it's going to be a big deal.
Go ahead.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't know if I am, but I'm getting you skipping here. But it's the way it goes. You skip anyway. That's what you do. You're a skipper.
I'm a skipper, man.
Here's a question. Do other WNBA teams have local broadcast deals, or is it all just the national deal? Like, would all their games be on local TV here if they could do it?
I don't think they all do.
I've never heard of a local TV deal. Yeah.
I think Vegas
is just whatever's
one.
On. Okay. I don't know. It's something I never really thought of. Maybe I'll ask, see about that one. All right, Marcus, this is getting a little fractured with the Wi-Fi, so I'll ask a version of the question I ask every guest. I've asked you many times before. MT, what's your favorite movie right now?
Then you had to throw in the right now part, huh?
Everybody gets tripped. You can just go favorite movie or favorite movie 10 years ago, whatever. That's just me throwing a couple words in there.
So I'm on Life right now. You ever seen Life?
The show,
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence. So I'm like in the process of showing my 16-year-old like my culture. Like, all right, you got to watch these things. So. We're on Life. I don't know if she's ready for like Harlem Nights. I don't know if she's ready for like Red Fox and Richard Pryor. Like,
no, don't do that.
But Life, Life. And then the funny part, here's the hilarious part. Did you know Clint Azubuki is a cornbread line? Clint Azubuki apparently makes, yes. Clint Azubuki has
I heard him talk about that. Yeah.
He has his own cornbread. So that reminded me of it because there's a cornbread line in Life. But yeah, so me and my wife, we watch Life. Like, whenever we'll just have a moment where we want to laugh for sure, we'll put on Life because it is hilarious. Big Martin Lawrence guy over here.
All right, MT. Listen, I am going to have to bug out of this. The Wi-Fi is really cutting out bad.
Hopefully, mine is fine. That must be yours. Yeah, that is
must be mine. I don't like that. I apologize. I cannot hear him. You always want to hear every word that MT says. So if there was a little bit of a glitchy there, I apologize. Most of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will sign off with this. Hopefully, my producer, Mike Rabiage, will put this all together in a cohesive way. I'm sure he will. He's done it in the past. And we will say goodbye for now. Thanks, MT.